here's Barry Trotz.
They don't ask him any questions?
Were you part of the all-time team with the Dauphin Kings? I was trying to find it, and I can't find it. Did you ever hear?
I never heard. Okay. I doubt it.
That's not a good sign.
A lot of players that had a lot more impact than I did.
I don't know. Were you the Cooperall era?
I was.
Yeah, Nick was part of that, too, when he played junior. You guys would slide forever.
I got a question.
Oh, yeah, they were hot. First question out of the gate. Are you happy?
Am I happy?
Yeah.
Yes, it's Christmas. Absolutely.
No, okay. It's not a personal question. No.
Are you happy with your team's pre-Christmas performance?
I am in a lot of areas of the game. A few areas of our game that we continue to have to improve upon, but I would probably say that we're going more consistent in our thought process so we can have success.
We had a debate about whether or not you were going to be happy, and I think I won that. Nick?
Not a chance.
No way.
Not a chance.
It's that whole, I mean, Barry's not working on the happy part. He's working on that list of things that he's not happy with yet. Right, Barry?
That's right, Barry. The focus is on what's not happy.
There's still a checklist that I have to check off, but we've got a few of them checked off probably in the last month, and hopefully we can continue for them to keep growing, and I still got a little laundry list, so I still got some Christmas shopping to do.
So part of the checklist that you are happy with is your stars are acting like stars this year. Ovechkin, number one.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, but I think we've had to grow as a team. We've had a number of changes, a lot of new people in the organization, and just trying to develop a sort of a team atmosphere, because you get a lot of times when rookies come in and you get a number of players from other teams that you get signed maybe late in the summer, and they come in, and as the first 20 games, they're just trying to survive and fit in. So I think we've got through that, and we're grown as a team, and develop some chemistries on each line, individual and group chemistries that will work for that line. And we finally gotten a little bit healthy. The first, I would say, 12, 15 games this year, we were not healthy. We weren't a very good team. Our thought process, the way we played, was very inconsistent. So our consistency is coming around.
It truly hasn't hurt you to have Tom Wilson play on that line with Ovi and Backstrom, has it?
No, it really hasn't. What it's really done is, I think when I put Ovi back together, Tom is a young man who keeps growing his game, and I felt that he could really energize that line. And it's a big line. They're all big men. They all have a different element that they bring to the line. And it's been a good line for us. I mean, they're hard to play against. They're productive. They can play any style that you want. And I think it just gives us a real, an element that a lot of teams have trouble with.
Barry Trotz chatting with us, the head coach of the first place Washington Capitals. When you met with Ovechkin over the course of the offseason, you guys planned out your strategy. What are you seeing from his new training regime or new approach that you really like, or that's paying off?
Well, the biggest thing with Ovi is I talked to him. He's got to get back to skating, become that dangerous athlete who's on the move all the time. I felt there was too much quiet in his game. And I think I thought he could be way more productive if he could get the legs moving, get into spaces that he wasn't getting into last year. He got married, and once he came back from his honeymoon, he recommitted to trying to get in the shape that he could play that way. So he did, and he's having some success.
What does a coach get a star player for a wedding gift?
Candlesticks.
I don't know. Especially someone who has everything.
Yeah. Ice time?
We go ahead.
Ice time?
Yeah, ice time.
Yeah.
Honesty, all that.
Hey, Barry, the other thing is that when you talked about your happy list and your unhappy list, would it be fair to say the biggest learning curve was on your blue line?
Yeah, it was. It was in the fact that we've had so many, you know, you lose a Carl Alsner and a Nate Schmidt, and we had Kevin Shattenkirk, and basically we're putting in two young men who had not played an NHL game. So we had to go through the growing pains there. And then also Matt Niskanen missed 6 weeks to start the year. So that really put a premium on our young guys to try to perform, and it's tough to learn at this level. It's such a good league that you know, it's not a developmental league; it's a winning league, and it's tough for young guys to have a lot of success. So we stayed with them. We told them no matter how bad you're playing, you're in, and they got better and better. And it says a lot about the leadership group too. Guys like Brooke Soderpick, how valuable he is to us, and John Carlson, helping the young guys and playing with them on a consistent basis. It really helped us.
Hey, Barry, what about the overall strategy with Holtby and how much he wanted to play him, how much it was about just getting him prepared for the second part of the season, and that is during the Stanley Cup Finals, that he's at the top of his game?
Well, we've talked about that. Now, Holtby's the guy that likes to stay busy, but we always feel that you know, we could probably dial it back a little bit. So we've consciously tried to do that with Philip Grubauer being in more. Even though in our next four games, they're splitting all four. We've had a more conscious mindset of that in terms of, you know, not overworking Holtz. But our schedule usually dictates who's in that. Because some weeks you're playing four games in 7 days, and other weeks you're playing, you know, two. So he's a guy that has to have a little bit of rhythm. So we try to have a little rhythm with him.
How far in advance do you look at your schedule? Some coaches almost can plot the whole year. How far do you go ahead?
I do the whole year and plot that out, knowing that it's going to change. It just does. I have my goaltending coaches come up with a plan, you know, trying to get our backup goaltender around 25 to 27 starts. And with that in mind, and they plot it out based on the schedule, it does change. But I think so far we've been pretty accurate at what we want to do. So we try to do the whole year, but it changes based on how you're playing, how your team's playing, how the goalies are playing, where you are in the standings. There's a number of factors, but we do that for the year.
Do you also do the shootouts list, or do you pass that off to your assistants?
I do it, but I look at analytically where they are all time, also their shootout records against the goalies that we might face that night. And then I consult with my goaltending coach on who breaks the opposition goaltenders down, which players, and he knows what moves that they like to throw at the other goaltenders, which would be most effective. So that's sort of the sequence that I go through every game.
Barry, closing in on the first half of the season here, where are you with your overall assessment of Kuznetsov? Because we all watch him and we go, there's no reason why this guy can't be a superstar. And for me, a key guy to alleviate some of the pressure of Ovechkin and Backstrom in the playoffs.
Well, I think with Kuzi is that player. I think you saw it. A couple years ago, with sort of when they broke out against the Islanders. I think for him, I mean, he's tremendously talented. He is you watch with the 3-on-3, we start, you know, Kuzi's the first guy out the door. He's tremendously talented. He sees the game at a different level. He can skate at a different level. Probably the one thing, just like anybody, is that, you know, the playoffs are a different animal. He gets a lot more attention. But he is he's capable of doing that. And if we're going to do what we need to do, he's going to have to do that. So I think it's just the normal growth pattern of a young player, knowing that they have, in the playoffs, we're going to need everybody. And he's going to be a guy that's they're going to watch him closely because he's a game breaker.
You know, you talked about you having a book on goaltenders for shootouts. Do you have a book on referees now when it comes to coaches' challenges?
We do actually our video department we amass all the challenges in the league and what we found, and I'll just make a broad statement, the more senior refs in the league, they tend to stand by their calls a little bit more than the younger guys.
You ever coach in the final year of your contract before?
Yeah, many times.
So this isn't anything unusual? There's no anxiety or anything like that around this?
No. No, not at all.
Has there been any conversations?
No. No, not at all. So, well, this one thing I said is if we start the season, I don't want to talk during the season. So, but if we want to talk, we'll talk at the end.
Congratulations on the turnaround. You're rolling right now. Dmitry Orlov, what a goal that was the other night.
Wasn't that fun?
That was, I don't even know how you describe that or come up with that while you're flying down the ice. But yeah, a lot of fun. Great part of the game. And thanks for doing this, Barry.
Anytime.